Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, good afternoon. This is Lalisa J. Williams, Coach Lalisa, right here in Cuyahoga of Metropolitan Housing in Cleveland, Ohio. Well, I have just attended the first half, and they're about to do the second half of a very, very powerful event that they're having down here. It's called Sisters Share, Sisters Share. And it's all about domestic violence. Now, there are some awesome people that have already been on the panel. They have spoken. I see some people standing outside. They're gathered. Some are even gathered in the hallway. And I tell you, it has just been an awesome, awesome time. Let me make sure I can get you the official title for the show. I just tuned in. I know normally we do the show at 7 a.m. in the morning. I couldn't do the show at 7 a.m., but I said I'll do the show at 1 o'clock. I was on the flight at 1, and I'm going to catch somebody that can just share for a moment. Oh, I'm doing my radio show live. I know it's Cleveland, and we're on the air right now. Can you, are you shy? You know, some people, they're too shy. I'm talking about this event today. This has been amazing. Now, I don't know the whole title, but I know Sister Cher. Are you part of the planning committee, first of all?
No, I'm not, but I'm in
Patrick. Okay, you're with the police segment. Oh, Lord, you're about to come up. Well, we don't want to hold you up from that. But can you just say a few words about this event today, what you've experienced so far?
That is a beautiful event. A lot of things have been shared about a lot of the women, domestic violence, the things that we go through, and everybody needs to just stick together. Women as a whole need to love one another, to be able to confide in each other without thinking the next one is going to go back behind their back and say other things. That women need to stick strong together, and we'll go further as a woman race, period.
Awesome, awesome. Well, can you please tell us your name and what your role is here today?
My name is Clarice Ghost, and I'll be playing a professional woman in the Fast and Police segment.
Wow, professional women. We got Clarice. Clarice, well, thank you so much, Clarice. I just put you on the spot, y'all. She just was walking through the hallway. Well, thank you, and good luck to you on the piece that you're going to play, a fashion woman. Yes, well, I have another group of women who are standing out here, and I'm going to talk to them, and they are inside also at this awesome, awesome conference that's starting. I came in tomorrow for the Beyond of Youth. As some of you know, you've been listening to Chaplain Denise Jenkins, and she's been promoting the Beyond the Youth Conference, and she put together her and her team, and I flew in for that, got in early this morning. But she also was the keynote speaker for this event that was put on by the Cuyahoga County, but it's their Metropolitan Housing Authority. And we must have about 150 or 200 or so women in there. It was an awesome breakfast when we got here. The event started at 9:30 this morning, and they just finished eating lunch, and now they're about to do a second segment of their program. But Denise was the keynote speaker, and what a fabulous job she did. There was also a skit. There was a chief of police. He spoke telling the women what to look out for as it relates to domestic violence, what also to share with them what the police has been instructed to do, how the police are instructed to uphold the law and to keep people safe. And the police talked about a new program that they have, and I'll see if I'll be able to get him. I'm not sure if he already left, but the place is still packed. It's a little bit after 1, and I am just so excited to be here again. If you just tuned in, this is the Coach Lalisa Show. We're doing the Coach Lalisa Show live from Cleveland, Ohio today at 1 o'clock because I'm so, so excited. Let's see who else I can gather up to see if they can speak with us about this conference. It has been awesome. Well, you know what? There are some young ladies. Oh, I'm going to see if I can get them some teenage girls, but I think they're going to be part of this skit because they're about to, as you can hear the noise in the background, the people are excited. There's a skit. And so I'm going to, you're one of the vendors here? Are you one of the vendors? Because I'm doing my radio show. Would you like to say something on the air? No, it's okay. It's the internet radio. And they can't see you, so they don't even know your name. I'm just talking with people here at the event. You can just talk about what you saw here today, what you experienced, and what you came to share. You don't have to give your name if you don't want to.
Okay. Hello, my name is Amber Joyner, and I'm an advocate with the Domestic Violence and Child Advocacy Center. And this has been a very informative conference where many women have, you know, provided informative presentations and really motivate women that if they're in an abusive situation, to get out.
Awesome, awesome. And you're an advocate. And so as an advocate, what is your main message to, I would imagine, you're an advocate for people that are being abused, correct?
Right. I provide, from primary responsibility at the agency, provide educational, you know, groups to victims of domestic violence.
Wonderful.
And so it's important for them to know that they're not alone. There are other women out there that are victims of domestic violence and domestic abuse, and that there is hope available.
Well, you know, and Amber, right?
Yes.
Amber, you did that so well. You must interview every day.
No.
But you did good. That wasn't your first interview, I hope. So you did so well. Now, can I also have one of those fingernail files?
Yes.
I have been wanting one of those, and it's so cute. And it's actually purple, y'all. On one side, it's like a lavender, and it says respect, learn it, live it. And that's you all's motto?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That is powerful. It's a beautiful emery board that, I mean, and I needed something to file my nails down with anyway. But, again, if you just tuned in, this has been Coach LaLisa, and I thank you so much for taking the time. It's the Internet Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. I normally come on the air at 7 a.m., but today I'm down here at this conference. For the conference tomorrow, we were passing out flyers from the keynote speaker, and so I'm down here for her conference, but I came here with her today. I'm going to try to get some more people. Thank you so much again, Amber. You are a great sport. Thank you. So I'm going to get some more women, the women who were outside. They came in. Come here. I'm going to see if I can get one of the ladies who looks like an organizer. I'm going to get her out here and see what. I'm just taking people right on the spot. Oh, hey, yeah, just for a quick second. You have just a quick minute. I'm talking to people about the conference today. I'm a radio show host. You guys probably didn't know that. And I'm doing my show live from here.
Uh-huh.
No, you don't have to say your name or anything like that. I'm just getting people's reaction to all that has been done so far today. And it looks like you're one of the organizers of this awesome, awesome event. And
yeah.
So this domestic violence, how important was it for you all to do this? Is this your first event?
This is our first event here.
Wow.
However, the blessing is that, yes, we do have a program with our police department, the Interstate Police Department, as well as mental health services. So we've had them here. We kind of branched off into this area doing something like this.
Wow.
To just make them aware of the services that we have within the organization that's available to them.
Gotcha. Okay, see that was good to know.
Right.
Because you already had your organization, but now you wanted to let people know it's here.
Right.
So you had this big event called Sister Share.
Right.
And what was it?
Sister Share is just our Women in Red is our thing.
Uh-huh.
And the red represents the blood that's been shed by women as a result of violence.
Wow. You know, that's powerful. I'm really seeing something right there. Women share, sisters share,
mm-hmm.
sisters shed. But I'm just saying, but they have shed it as well.
Right.
They have shed it their blood.
Yeah.
And I think that's so powerful. And then even as your keynote speaker, Denise Chaplin.
Awesome.
Oh, my God. We've had her on this radio show that you're talking to right now.
Well,
they have heard her for the whole week. We've been talking about her event tomorrow. The Beyond the News podcast. We've been talking about that all week. So I came down here just for this. I live in New Jersey. I came here just for her event tomorrow.
Okay.
I knew nothing about this event today.
No.
No, I just knew nothing about it.
Okay.
So I'm amazed that I'm down here. Now I feel like I'm in a domestic violence whole weekend awareness project. Isn't that so powerful?
Yes.
is awesome. So I got all that good food y'all had. Y'all have some good food now.
And knowledge is power. And
girl,
that's what we're trying to do is educate so that they can become more powerful in their actions and their decision-making when it comes down to finding themselves in these types of situations.
This event is powerful. I tell you, it's beautiful. Everybody got about how many women in there? A couple hundred women, all in their beautiful red. We got a few men. They got here. They had continental breakfast. And then they had the speech. They had a skit. They had a powerful skit. Some women got up and, you know, kind of just represented some piece of domestic violence and getting your power back, taking your voice. And then you had police chief share some powerful tips. And just now, teacher, they're about to do another
segment. Now we call it the Fashion Police Show, where we have our moderators. They're going to talk about facts. But we want to show in this segment that every woman, regardless of economic status, culture, ethnicity, it doesn't matter where she comes from. All of them are impacted by violence and can be impacted by violence in some way, shape, form, or fashion. So we're going to merge the two. Fashion, in addition to just presenting the women, career woman, senior citizen, a suburban woman, a church woman, a Hispanic woman, and just have them come down. And as they're coming down, our moderators don't call out the facts on each one of those.
Did y'all hear that? They about to do a fashion show with all these different types of women from all different backgrounds. You got the church woman, you got the teenager, you got the Hispanic woman, the Muslim woman, the Christian woman, the fish woman, and then the moderator is going to then just give some facts about that. That's powerful right there, y'all. I tell you, I can't believe God brought me down here this weekend, y'all doing this, and then you had another woman who got up, and she just spoke from the heart about how powerful you are inside of you, and she said it's all in there. You already got it, you know. This is just an awe. I can't believe I just walked into this by accident.
Enjoying yourself.
I'm having the time of my life, and I thank you so much for taking the time for, you know, coming to Stop and Talk with me. Yeah, so that's one of the organizers of this awesome event. I'm just grabbing people on the spot, y'all, because, you know, it wasn't planned, and I don't want anyone, you know, having to give their name if they don't want to, because, you know, we are live on the air. This is international radio, Law Talk Radio, and we are down here. This is their very first event that they've done like this. Now, I'm going to move on out here. I think I got some more women outside. Let me go talk to these ladies. I got some more ladies I see outside. Hey, ladies, how would y'all? Can y'all just talk with me for a moment? Y'all were in the event? Well, I'm LaLisa J. Williams. I'm a coach. I'm from New Jersey. I have a radio show, and we're live on the air right now.
Hey, girl.
We are live right now. How y'all doing?
I'm doing so blessed.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
Is this an awesome conference?
Yes, it is.
Wow.
Very awesome.
Yes, it is.
What did you think about it?
I'm hopefully it's helping a lot of women, you know.
Mm.
You come out the closet, the ones that's being abused and, you know, just ain't talking about it.
Wow.
Now maybe they come through here and hear this message that they'll be able to, you know, do something about it.
Do something about it.
So like I said, I was a bruise, and it took me a long time.
My God.
And I finally said enough was enough. And God told me I could do anything with him.
Yes. And you,
and he removed that food.
All right now.
And I've been okay ever since.
Look at
but
God.
He also told me that I shouldn't hate him.
That's right. Have forgiveness in your heart.
And
God will bless you.
I see him.
Okay.
And I forgive him.
Amen.
And we the best of friends.
Oh,
so he can't hurt me no more.
Oh,
he can't put his hands on me no more.
Mm.
He can't make me do them drugs.
Thank you,
I got 12 years of sobriety.
Oh, Jesus.
God has been good to me.
Oh, bless you. Oh.
I got 12 years.
Lord,
because God removed that food.
Oh, look at you. And you're so beautiful. You ladies are so beautiful.
Yes.
And you're here today. I've got I just flew in today from New Jersey to come to the conference tomorrow. That's going to be over at the church, the fire that we were passing out.
Yeah, I got a program. I'm in the spiritual group.
Okay.
And I'm trying to help other recovering alcoholics and addicts.
You do it.
See, he got me on some mission.
Woo! Give me five
on that, girl. He got me here to hear this message, too.
Yes, yes.
He said, I got to give back.
You got to open up. You got to speak. You open up your mouth and use your mouth and all of those.
So
you know
gave
the people.
To me.
Yeah, you know the people that,
give
you that are still out there that need to be set free from these drugs. And guess what? You know what somebody once told me? It's never too late.
Oh, no. If he can save a wrench like me.
What? Like you and me both, girl. Listen, you're talking to, a bona fide ex-prostitute who was in Miami, Florida, who could have been dead and should have been dead, and some others did die, but God set me free.
He saved us for
what he did. And he sent me back to school, and I went. Because, you know, a lot of times God will send people places, but they won't go. That's how to do a Jonah. They said God sent you one way. You go another.
Right.
But you can do anything you put your mind to.
With him.
Ain't that right? Ain't that right?
He gave it to me.
It's possible.
He told me, he said, you ain't got a drink.
See?
You ain't got to do
drugs.
You
ain't got to do them things.
You ain't got to rely on that nigga, because I'm going to make a way for you.
I'm going to make a way out of nowhere. And he made one, didn't he?
He said, get up and walk away.
Well, God bless you.
And when I see him, I'm like, hey, you can't hurt me no more.
Listen, I love y'all.
And we friends.
Woo, I love y'all.
That's
great.
The tender part. I don't even hate him.
Woo,
Jesus. Because he showed me that.
That's when you know you something there.
He
That's when you know
that I can be a better person.
Well, I thank you, ladies, for sharing in this moment with us. And for those of you who just tuned in, you are listening to Coach LaLisa right here on Blog Talk Radio. I am in Cleveland, Ohio. This is a domestic violence awareness program. They have all kinds of women. Yeah, it must be a couple hundred women in there. Easy. And now they're about to do a skit. And I wish I could let you in on that, but I don't know if it'll be loud enough where you could actually hear it. But they have a moderator who's going to be moderating. And so here's some more beautiful ladies walking in. And, they were inside the conference, too. But they're getting on in because now there's another part that is starting up. I tell you, domestic violence, you know, it is an evil, wicked demon. It don't want to die. But you know what? God gives us power over the devil. And, you know, there was a young lady who was one of the, she's also part of the team and the organizers. Now, this group of women that have put this together, y'all, they are a part of a housing authority. And, like, in New Jersey, we would just call that the projects, you know. But, see, you from Ohio, like Cincinnati, we call it a Metropolitan Housing Authority. And in New Jersey, y'all just call it, you know, up there, y'all just call it, we just call it Housing Authority. But, you know, Passaic got theirs and Newark got theirs. But that's who put this thing on. And, I mean, everything was free. They had the best, they had the food. The lunch was string beans, potatoes. And I'm talking about real potatoes, not that stuff not that instant stuff in the box, y'all. Real potatoes, real string beans and onions. They had a baked chicken and gravy, water and juice. And then even for the continental breakfast, all kind of muffins and things like that. And so it's just been awesome, awesome, awesome. I'm telling you, if you are in the Cleveland area and you can get over here in 5 minutes, you're about to see the second half of the event. We are at the corner of East 43rd Street and Quincy. If you're in Cleveland area and you know where this community center, we're in the East 43rd and Quincy in this part of Cleveland, Cuyahoga County. This is a big place over here. It's like their own little world. And there, I'm talking a little bit lower because they're about to go in and do their second half of this conference. And then when we leave here, we'll be going on back to our living quarters, and then I will help Miss Denise Chaplin get some things together for tomorrow, the Beyond Abuse Project. And you know that's a big project that is going down right here in Cleveland. I'm going to see if I can get my hands on a flyer so I can tell you where it's at and what's happening. But if not, if I can't get it because they're in the doorway there, I can't go back in. You can go to the Facebook page, Denise Jenkins, or go to my Facebook page, or you can inbox either one of us, and we'll get you the address. We're going to be there tomorrow all day. Panels. She got a ton of speakers. She got about 20 presenters, all with different degrees in this area of social work, psychology, mental health, substance abuse, addictions, any problem you think you got. And if you don't think you got it, you may know somebody that has it. Send them over and you can get information. She's got about 30 vendors coming out, all kinds of information to help you. I picked up something from a vendor down here not too long ago, Jeremiah's Hope. And it's based on the scripture, Jeremiah 29:11. They have a domestic violence help program, Shattered Parents, Shattered Children. So you got to unshatter yourself, building strong families. And then they have a list on the back of their handout, symptoms of children who witness violence. Children who witness violence. They have problems in school, bad wedding. Right there, my mother should have knew I was being abused, y'all. I did all of that. Wet in bed,
problems in school. I was afraid. I was nervous. It was a change in my behavior. I was sickly. I never was cruel to animals. I just didn't like them. So in a sense, you could call that cruelty, because there are a lot of people that just simply love animals. And when they think you don't like animals, just that alone is cruelty to them. And aggressive language and behavior. My behavior, my aggressiveness and my behavior was always go directed inwardly. So I basically destroyed myself. And then problems with authority. Absolutely. I was the most rebellious kid that my mother could have had outside of maybe one or two more. They were bad in their own way, but I was that rebellious child. She told me to go left, I'd go right. She told me to go up, I'd go down. She told me to come in at 10 o'clock, I had to stay out to midnight. She told me to come in at midnight, I got to stay out to 2 a.m. She told me I could stay out to 2 a.m., now I'm not coming home till the daylight. That's the kind of kid that I was. There was no amount of beatings, and that was back in the day when you could beat children. I would take my beating and stay out anyhow. I would take my beating and get high anyway. I can't even imagine living in a day like this where a parent can't beat you. I'd be dead. See, I thank God. He knows what he's doing. I thank God that he allowed me to be born in 1956 and to grow up as a teenager in the late 60s and the early 70s, because if I was grown up today, I'd be dead, because I'd put myself in so much harm's way since I would have known that my mother couldn't hit me, because that was the only thing that would have stopped me most of the time, because when she beat you, she could beat you good. Now, my mother, I don't know how some mothers beat their children, but let me tell you, honey, Barbara, she knew how to whoop. And boy, she'd get out the eye of the cord on our little rocks. She knew how to make it sting, you know. So I thank God for that stinging now, because I'd be dead for sure and wouldn't be able to share in events like this. Yeah, I can't imagine having died off of some of those drugs and off of some of those places where I went. I can't imagine not being able to stand where I'm going to stand tomorrow before women and share my story. I can't imagine not being here to come on to the Coach Lalisa Show on Blog Talk Radio every day and to lift up my voice to support you, to tell you you are awesome, you are beautiful, you are powerful, you are creative, you are... Wow, you are in control of your own destiny. I can't imagine not being able to do that. But you see, I'm telling you, God has a plan. Just like Jeremiah's hope is referencing on this card. Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord." He don't just say it, he declares it. Girl, when somebody decree and declare something over you, God declares it gonna happen. I mean, that's like he's just so passionate. He's so passionate about it. I'm so passionate, I'm about to choke myself. I'm passionate about it. I'm passionate about his passionate. And he says that he plans to prosper you and not to harm you. My God. Plans to give you hope and a future. You know, you got hope when you got God. You got the future when you got God. See, I didn't have no future when I was down there as a prostitute in Miami, Florida. My future was death. But the moment I called on Jesus, he traded my old raggedy, half-dead future for his bright, awesome, abundant, and amazing future. And he doesn't care what time you come to him. He says, come as you are. You can come to him right now. You can trade in your old raggedy future for God's awesome riches, his glory, his power, his authority. He will put it on you like a coat. You ever been wrapped in a fur coat? Some of you ladies need to just go down to the store and just try one on, just to see what, just put on one of them big old giant fur coats and wrap yourself up in it, and know that that's how God is going to wrap you up in his power, in his love, in his authority, in his riches, in his wealth, in his prosperity, in his healing, and his comforting. Oh, God, wrap you up in it. It says right here, I got plans to give you hope and a future. The future that God has for you is waiting for you. It's waiting for you. I don't care if you were beat down. I don't care if you were stomped in the head. When I was stomped in the head and I was laying there on that ground, but I was beat down, but today I can stand up. And you got to stand up. You got to stand up. You got something to fight for. Like the lady, you heard the lady earlier that I happened to stop, and she was like, I got away from that fool. You got to get away from these fools. They'll find somebody else.
Well, they might not. Because as we keep lifting up our voice, more and more women are not going to take this crap. Pretty soon they're going to be dating themselves. They ain't going to have nobody to date. And they're going to realize what's going on. Sometimes you got to take something from somebody for them to recognize what they had, ladies. If you keep on giving it to them the way you've been giving it to them, they think you like it. That's what they think. They think you want it. But if you take it away, I bet you they'll wake up. Sooner or later, they're going to wake up. They're gonna get sick and tired, right? They coming back. They're like, I know she's crazy. I'm out here talking on the phone. But they don't realize I'm doing a show that's empowering people. We want to empower people so that they can be all that they can really be. And now I think they done all went in, so I might be able to sneak in and get some paraphernalia so that I can tell you about it. Oh, awesome. But I think someone's speaking. So let's see if we can sneak in on it and hear what they're saying. And get copies of the flyers. But again, I want to again give a shout out to the organization that's having this event today. They are celebrating the courage and the strength of women as we take a stand against domestic violence. And somebody once told me that if you don't stand for something, you will fall for anything. And domestic violence is about as good a thing to stand for as anything else. But now watch it. This ain't for the wimps. Okay, you got the man up or woman up to get involved with this because, listen, women are dying every day. Like the young lady who was on the stage earlier, she kept saying it like 5 or 6 times. She said, every 3 minutes, a woman is battered. Every 3 minutes. And then she said, every 5 minutes, a woman is sexually assaulted. That means rape. In some places, they won't allow you to say rape any longer. Some states, you can't say rape any longer. So they say sexually assaulted. And then every 10 minutes, so that's 3, 5, and 10, every 10 minutes, a young girl is molested. That's too much. That's too much. That means then in the time that it takes to do 1 hour broadcast, 1 hour broadcast, I happen to know that 10 times 6 is 60 minutes. So that means that there are 6 young girls that are molested within our 1 hour broadcast. That means that if that's the case, then every 5 minutes, then there's 12, because 12 times 5 is 60, then there's 12 women that are assaulted, that are raped, sexually assaulted, rape, date rape, whatever you want to call it. Rape is rape. Rape by her husband, rape by a stranger, or rape by a person that you went out on a date with. Just one date can change your life. And then every 3 minutes, a person's beaten. So that means then that's okay. Somebody help me out with the math there. 3 goes into 6 2 times. So that's 20 women. 20 women in 1 hour broadcast. The time it takes. By the time we close this broadcast at 2:00, that means 20 women will have been beaten. That means 12 women will have been sexually assaulted. And that means that 6 girls will have been molested. And you do the numbers. There's about 38. It's a lot in 1 hour. 38 people fall victim to this crazy violence of abuse. And what is at the heart of all of this? Power and control. mental illness, low self-esteem, things that we can fight against, things that we can fight against, low self-esteem, a person wanting to be the aggressor, wanting to be the agitator. These are things we can fight against. Well, we're here at the Sisters Share Woman in Red. Woman in Red, and they're so beautiful because they wanted the red to symbolize the blood that's been shed. But as a keynote speaker, Denise got up there to speak, and she did an amazing job. God bless her. She got up there and she said, yeah, but I'm wearing my red for the power. Hallelujah. Yeah, you got on your red for the bloodshed. But listen, Jesus shed his blood and the power came forth out of his shed blood. And this is at, we're at the Outweigh Community Center, like I said, right here on the corner of 43rd and Quincy. But the main address is 2452 East 46th Street. Now, also, there is another event tomorrow I was telling you about, and it's awesome if you can make it. That's the Beyond Abuse Project, and it's a symposium. It's the Domestic Violence Prevention, Intervention, and Transitional Awareness Symposium, the Beyond Abuse Domestic Violence Prevention, Intervention, and Transitional Awareness Symposium. I mean, only Denise can come up with that title. So you got to get in before it happens, but then sometimes you got to intervene while it's going on, but then after it goes down, you got to transition down into your new life. You got to take hold of the future that God has for you, and that's going down at the Host Church. It's a New Freedom Ministries, formerly called the Saints Cecilia's Church. It's Pastor Tanya Fields Brooks is the pastor. It's that church where the event is going to be held tomorrow all day from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., 3476 East 152nd Street and Kinsman Road in Cleveland, Ohio, 44120. For more information, you can dial 440-342-0742, or you can email the Sanctuary CEC at att.net. Okay, so here, the Domestic Violence Abuse Project is kicking off and launching tomorrow. It says, what is the Beyond Abuse Project? Beyond Abuse Project, the opportunity for domestic violence advocates to use their own voices and life journeys to impact, educate, and empower others to utilize their influence to save those who still suffer at the hands of their abusers. You know what? That's a great way to kind of move into another little segment. That's right. You know what? The people really know. That way, maybe? I think a lot of people going that way. No problem. A woman was coming out asking for the bathroom. But, you know, that's the key right there. There are people still suffering, okay? At the hand, I'm going to go back in. Y'all, it's cold out here. I got to step back inside. But it's warmer inside. I'm just amazed at all that is happening here today. Awesome event. They're still inside. I stepped outside so I could do the show. I wanted to record live. You heard me talk to some of the people that have come in and out of the conference during the break. They had a wonderful program in the morning, then they broke for lunch, and now they have the second half of the conference going on. I tell you, it's just been, it's just been amazing. It's been amazing. We were able to speak to a few people and get them right here live. We heard from the woman who is a domestic violence advocate, Ms. Amber. You heard from Ms. Amber. And then I was just talking to some bystanders, or should I say conference attendees, about this topic, domestic violence. And then also speaking with one of the organizers of this great event and their vision and what they are doing this for and how they've gotten so many people to come out to this event on a Friday. This is a Friday, y'all. This is a work day for most people. This is a Friday morning. So of all those organizations and companies who think that you don't have time to do this, you can't do this, and work is more important, how is work more important when domestic violence activities or domestic violence acts contribute to loss of productivity on the job? Sometimes even loss of staff. I mean, I know most of these people who die have jobs. So companies lose an employee. Sometimes if the person is at work, it could be a lawsuit also. If you allow the person to come on site and you didn't do anything about it, you may be facing a lawsuit. So you the companies can no longer ignore that this issue, and if they're and if it's important to your employees, then it should be important to you. I mean, there's nothing that an employee loves better than pay is to be recognized. Okay, as a human resource specialist and advocate, I must say that if there's nothing more that you could do for your employee is to recognize the things that they're important in. You can't always give them more money. You can't always give them a raise. Though we know they want that. But it's one thing we've done, they've done tons of studies and research on people and employees and specifically, and they like to be recognized for the things they are interested in. And I'm telling you, for this place to be as filled up as it is on a work on a work day, okay, means that these employees care about this. This is not a Saturday. This is not a Sunday. This is Friday. And the entire Cuyahoga County, their Metropolitan Housing Authority, they are putting on this event. If people are here and other employees are here. Some of their friends have come. I flew in to be with Denise. I took off work to come here to be with her today. Well, I needed to get my flight today, not knowing that I would be a part of such a wonderful, powerful event. I mean, she told me she had somewhere to speak this morning, but I didn't know the magnitude of it. But this is a major event. This is very major here, okay? A whole organization on a work day doing an event like this and opening it up to the community. Hello? I mean, you should just see the effort they put in. The tables are beautiful. I have posted a few pictures on Facebook already. I'll post a few more that you can see the magnitude of this powerful, powerful event. Women and the men employees. The men didn't take off and go home. The men employees are right here, too, involved. They got their red vest on, and the men decided to wear a red vest, or they have one of their red neckties. I think we got a man right here that's a part of the planning committee for this event. Yes, employee or yes. Something. Yes, okay, well, I've talked to some women. Hi, I'm Lalisa J. Williams. Okay. I'm a coach and motivational speaker. I'm also a radio show host.
Okay.
I came down here to be with the keynote speaker.
Okay.
And I have a radio show. It's an internet radio show. So I still have to do my show.
Mm-hmm.
And so I said, I was talking to some of the people about this awesome event.
Yes.
So I said, well, I've been talking to women. I'll talk to a man now.
Okay.
And so we also don't get the male's take on why are you here today?
Well, actually, I'm here to I came to serve, the women respect out of the domestic violence issue. However, I'm here because I feel blessed not to be in a situation like that. I am married, and we just
never hit your wife.
No,
never talk to your wife crazy like.
Well,
that.
No, I didn't
don't
say that.
I wish you'd tell me a different story.
Yeah, no, she would tell you that. We're both blessed not
good.
To have that mentality where we have to fight each other.
Mm.
And constantly argue and bicker and everything, and we just find that it's if you have enough respect for people, for the other person, then your life is a lot smoother.
Now you are being a man. You hear about domestic violence. This is not the first time. It's been going on for
mm-hmm.
years. October has recently become known as Domestic Violence Month,
right.
Nationally. But as you've been listening. What do you think is the problem, being a man, because I can't speak for a man, why do you think some men abuse their partner, their spouse?
I think it's inherent weakness in their own self-esteem.
Mm.
And they feel that they have to control somebody because oftentimes they don't have any control over themselves.
Mm. Now, are you that's coming from your heart or is that from your research?
No, I haven't researched anything.
Okay,
but
what the research says.
Oh,
that's what all the research says.
Okay, I didn't know
is that. That it's about power and control.
Yeah.
And that when you and research shows that when you cannot control your own life, you want to control others.
Mm-hmm.
And the research also shows that a lot of it can stem from low self-esteem.
Mm-hmm.
And even some of that low self-esteem or insecurities can come from the fact that you may have witnessed abuse as a child.
Right.
And kept it pent up
mm-hmm.
and feel somewhat weak because you cannot express your real feelings.
Mm-hmm.
Or if somebody bullied you or maybe abused you when you were a child.
Yeah, I would, but you know what? I guess again, I'm lucky. You know, I've never seen my father, and mother. They never really argued and stuff in front of us. I'm sure. I know. You know, disagreements. You know, abounded. However, they never.
Now, not to cut you off, but now, is this a big boss?
Yes,
I see he's got the suit on.
How
are
you?
I'm LaLisa Williams. I came down here with the keynote speaker, Denise Jenkins.
Okay.
But I have a radio show. It's an internet radio show.
Okay.
Don't worry, you won't be on CNN News tonight. None of that stuff. This is all in just my radio show, and I'm just talking about my experiences coming down. I came from New Jersey, flew in this morning, didn't know about this event. I just stopped by. But I was commending this organization. This is a work day, and I said these are staff people who work that are taking the time out to do this. What's the reasoning behind that?
Just something that we're committed to our residents. We're committed to serving our residents. It's a problem in our community, and our job is to try to work to solve those problems. So that's what we're trying to do.
I commend you. What's your name again?
Jeff Patterson.
Jeff Patterson. God bless you. I commend you all. Let me tell you. This is warming my heart to see an organization of this size come out on a work day for your residents in such a fine event, not just some little crappy event. This is top-notch, first-class.
Certainly.
Yes.
The staff does it, and the staff believes in it, so it's a good thing for all of us.
Awesome, right. awesome.
Take
thank
care.
You, thank you so much. Okay, I wanted to catch him. I knew he was leaving on, but... You certainly tell me your name again.
Ernest Stewart,
talking to you. I tell you, you're going to help a lot of brothers, a lot of women. And so do you have any daughters?
I don't have any kids.
You don't have any daughters. You have sisters?
Oh, yeah.
What would you say to your sister if a man wanted to control her? Whether he's controlling her money, whether he's controlling her mind, whether he's controlling her body, and even some cases their soul, because they'll tell... Some men will tell women not to even go and praise their Lord. Yeah, baby.
Okay.
Come on, come forward. Okay. All right. I'm doing that.
But they want me to forget me
with something. Here she came. Okay. Sorry about that. We are finishing up, y'all. I'm finishing up the show. How many more minutes I got? Oh, we got 15 more minutes. Because, you know, I thought that event was going to be over. I thought we would be done by 1. I would have scheduled it much later. But I'm going to okay, so it looks like Denise is going to be, they got a praise dancer up now. And she's dancing. Oh, how beautiful. She's got a black dress on. And she has wrapped in this red shawl scarf type of situation. And, Lord. So, anyway, I'm all out here doing my thing on the radio. I met some wonderful, wonderful people. I met Mr. Eric. I believe that was his name. Y'all know I'm not all that good at names. But I met the gentleman who is the director of the organization here. Having this wonderful event. He's an employee, you know, he's a staff person, and these are his employees. And they have, as you heard him say yourself, they put this together. The young man who I was talking to, he is just an innocent bystander that I grabbed to interview him. And get everybody's purse, but I tell you, we're going to probably go off the air a little bit early because I need to go and finish assisting Miss Denise so that we can leave. And she's about to get some kind of an award. So let me go inside. As you can see here, the people are clapping, and I'm just going to go in because I got the camera, and I'm going to get her presentation. Let me go inside. But it really is. Wow. And so, yeah, they're quieting down. Oh, she's got another young girl. Another one. She's also about to dance. And I'm just going to stand here and quietly finish up the show. Yep. Oh, she's dancing to some song. I've heard that song before.
Yes. Oh, how beautiful. I wish you could see it. It's just beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Yeah. All right, all right. It's awesome, awesome. And what are they about to do? Okay, let me go inside. We're going to sign off the show right now. This is Coach Lalisa, and I will be back on Monday with a follow-up to all that is going on today. But it's been awesome, y'all. It's been real. And maybe I'll do a special segment tomorrow. Have a powerful day. Go and love a woman. Go and ask a sister if she needs help. Let her know there's a way out. Let her know that she can be safe. All right. That's it for today.